Chapter 3. Mr. Watson, come here. Bell found a way for the telegraph to send more than one message at the same time. He patented a machine called a multiple telegraph. In March 1875, Bell traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet the famous scientist Joseph Henry. Bell showed Henry his new machine. Bell also told Henry about his idea for a telephone. Bell said that he did not have enough knowledge about electricity to continue. Henry said, "Get it." The race to invent the telephone was on. Caption: Joseph Henry, born 1797, died 1878, was the first director of the Smithsonian Institution, the famous museum and lab in Washington, D.C., shown here. Caption: This sketch by Bell explains how the June 2, 1875 experiment later worked in his telephone. On June 2, 1875, Bell and Watson made a big discovery. They were working on the multiple telegraph, using metal strips instead of tuning forks. In one room, Watson made the strips vibrate. In another room, Bell received the sounds. One of the metal strips got stuck, so Watson flicked it to get it unstuck. Bell heard the flicking noise. For the first time, sound had been transmitted by electricity. Now Bell and Watson knew it would be possible to send speech through the wire. Feature box, the telephone. The word telephone comes from the Greek language. Tele means distant, especially to send over a distance. Phone means voice or sound. A telephone is a device that converts sound into electrical impulses that are sent over wires.